Father, we are here before you this morning. It is you, God. You are the reason of our gathering. You are the reason why we are here. And so, Lord, we yield ourselves unto you now. Lord, thank you for either to you have helped us in this service. Thank you for the worship. Holy Spirit, take over. You know we can do nothing without you. So help us at this time to comprehend your word. Help us to assimilate your word, that both the speaker and the hearers will be blessed together. Surrender under you, Holy Spirit. You are the greatest of all teachers. Teach us. Open our hearts. May we absorb the truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your servants. Oh God, this morning, Father, we give you praise for them this morning. Michael Obi and his wife. Lord, take care of them, uphold them, strengthen them. Lord, watch over them. Use this moment, oh God, to refresh them. In the name of Jesus, they will come back refreshed, quickened, strengthened, encouraged in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for all our brethren who are not here this morning. Wherever they are, Lord, be with them. Father, strengthen them. Encourage them. Hallelujah. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good. I count it a great privilege again to stand before the people of God. It's a privilege, and I thank God for his son, Michael Obi, our senior pastor, who's giving me this privilege. I want us to turn our Bibles to the book of Exodus chapter 11, just a verse there this morning, and then we will jump to Psalm 106 verse 4. Exodus 11 verses 2 and 3, and then we read Psalm 106. Psalm 106 verse 4. Exodus 11. Okay, let me take it from verse 1. And the Lord said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. Afterward, it will let go from here. It will let you go from here. When he lets you go, he will surely drive you out of here altogether. But before then, speak now in the hearing of the people, and let every man ask from his neighbor, and every woman from her neighbor, articles of silver and articles of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Hallelujah. Psalm 106, verse 4 says, remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. We're talking about, God is talking about you this morning, that you are divinely favored. You are divinely favored. Say to yourself, I'm divinely favored. Amen. Glory to God. In his commission to Moses, the Almighty God turned his face toward the Israelites and said to Moses about, you know, the children of Israel, he said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. That is God. Say, I have seen the affliction. I have heard their cry. Therefore, God turned to them and God favored them. God is favoring somebody this morning. You are in the season of favor. I said, you are in the season of favor. God wants to favor you. Amen. You know, when the favor of God comes, some things begin to happen. When the favor of God comes upon a man, something begin to happen. Hallelujah. When God favors a nation, something begin to happen. When God favors a family, something begin to happen. And when God favors you, something will begin to happen. And because you have been favored, something is turning. God is making some things to happen. We just want to look at just four areas when you are favored, just as you are favored, what will happen? Because you are favored. I want to pray this prayer that you are singled out. I am singled out for a life transforming favor. Amen. Because you have been favored, you know, favor will make men to remember you. Favor will cause men to remember you because heaven has favored you and something begin to happen that men begin to remember you because of the favor that God has shown you. God will now begin to do what? Connect you with your connectors. God will begin to do what? God will begin to raise your advocates. God will begin to raise, you know, make you to, you know, have a voice where you have been voiceless, where you have not been able to get into, and you need a voice because of the favor of God. Men will remember you and they will stand and be a voice for you. And they will speak favorably for you. Why? Because you have been favored. Hallelujah. Advocates will rise and plead your case. Unknown to you, people will be pleading because it is time for you, because of the favor that has come upon you, it's time for you to begin to experience enlargement. And that is what is happening in this house. You begin to discover connectors. God begin to connect you with another person. Another person is connected with another person. And then the connection will bring you to where God has aligned or prepared for you. Do you know that there is a purpose? Before you were born, before you were crafted, before I was born, God had a plan for each one of us. Each one of us. There is something you must carry out on earth before the coming of the Lord, or before you are called home, or before I'm called home. So we need the hand of God, we need the favor of God to excel and to move or to accelerate. Oftentimes, there's always a clog. Sometimes there are clogs on the wheel of progress because of one thing or the other. It could be that we have ignorance, it could be that the enemy is at work, it could be that those who are supposed to do their job, they've forgotten because favor have not been released. But when favor is released, when favor is given, they will suddenly begin to remember. Case in touch here is Joseph. You remember Joseph? That Joseph had met with two men in the prison. Before he became what he was in the palace, God gave him an assignment. You see, one thing that I begin to see in the scripture is that before you become, or before you get to where you want to get to, or where God has planned you to be, your palace, God will test you with those little assignments and see how you react and see how you carry them out faithfully. Joseph was first of all a minister in the prison. He was first of all a counselor in the prison. He first had a prison ministry before he now became a minister in a nation. While he was a minister or a prison minister, ministering to few people in the prison, he did it with all his heart. He did it with all his whole. He ministered to them as if he was ministering to thousands. They were both together in the prison, but he spoke the word. He gave them the encouragement needed. And he spoke the heart of God into them. And one of them is going to leave. One of them is going to be taken, you know, away because of what happened. But he said to the man, the cupbearer, remember me. Remember me. And don't forget to mention me before Pharaoh. But you know, he forgot. You know why? Favor at that time was not released. It was not yet time. But when it was time for Joseph to get out of the prison, favor of God came. That was when Pharaoh began to have dreams he could not interpret. That was when trouble came into that kingdom and Pharaoh needed a divine hand, not human hand. And all the people around him have been human, dwelling, using human wisdom. They have astrologers, they have diviners, they have interpreters of dreams, all kinds of things around him. They could not give answer to his problem, the dreams he heard. And then the cupbearer remembered, because favor was released. He said, "Oh, today I remember my sin. I met with a young man, or I met with a man in the prison. Today, God is remembering you." Because favor has been given. God is linking you with the connectors who is standing, who is going to stand for you. Your advocates, your voice, they are rising up. Where people need to speak for you and you are not there, you are not even aware, they are going to rise up for you. Because it is time for you to be favored. Hallelujah. You and your family will be remembered for good. As the month of February is passing away. You know, February is a unique month. It's the only month that is either 28 or 29. And yet it's called what? A month. It bears the name month. Like other months, you are unique. I said you are unique. Amen. Hallelujah. Your helper will rise. And will come to your head. Divine arrangement is at work. And all that is needed for you to get to where God has assigned before you were born, they are taking place right now. There's a formation. Before it rains, there's always the forming of the cloud. There is a forming in the spirit realm. Because favor is at work. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Number two. Because you have been favored, favor will cause your adversaries to seek for your favor. Favor will cause your adversaries to seek for your favor. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right, you remember the case of Esther? The case of Esther. Esther happened to have been favored by God, and among all the young ladies that were brought to Shushan, and the Bible says that Esther received favor in the sight of the king, and the king chose her to be the next queen. Amen. That is unheard. That is something that should not be. You know why? Because Esther was not born in that country. It was not, you know, a citizen of that country. They were brought there as slaves. They were brought there as slaves. And so something just happened. There was a formation. There was a connector there. Because favor was at work. Something was taking place. Something was working in the heart of our uncle, who decided to release her to join the virgins or the ladies who were going for competition. Something spoke to him. Let Esther join them. Even though she was not qualified. Not being a citizen of that country. That is what favor does. It begin to connect you, begin to walk in the heart of people, to remember you, to encourage you, to bring you to the limelight. Because there's something unique about you that must be fulfilled. There's something in you that must be released. So one way or the other, Esther joined, and the uncle told her, never you reveal your identity. Don't tell them you are one of the Jews. Never. And she kept all that. And among all the competitors, you know the story very well, that she was favored. You know why? Because heaven has favored her. So against all heart, against all protocol, against all that should be, you know, protocols were broken. Because when favor is at work, protocols will be broken. You don't have to go through, well, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 must be done before we get there. When favor is at work, protocols will be broken. Because heaven is at work in your case. Heaven is at work in your case. And your case must be treated. Urgently treated. Because it is time for you to be spotlighted and to be brought to the limelight. So Esther was favored. Hallelujah. But I'm bringing the issue of when favor is at work in your life, favor will cause your adversary to do what? To look for your favor. You know the story that a man, being the wicked man, second to the king, and you have been plotting to destroy the Jews. And when the secret was leaked out, after fasting and praying 3 days, Esther had to step into the presence of the king when she had no right to do that. At that time, you know, they do have what is called rooster. If it's not your time to get into the presence of the king, you don't get there. But against all protocol, once again, against all protocol and against all laid down rules, because she has prayed and heaven has favored her, she stepped by faith into the palace. And as soon as the king saw her, the king raised up the scepter. What should have destroyed her? The king at that time should have, you know, if he didn't raise up the scepter, that would have been the hand of Esther. But don't forget, favor was on her. Favor was, you know, working. And there is the connector. Heaven was connecting her step by step. And then Esther was able to tell the king of the secret plotting of Haman. The story you know very well. And then Haman, after he discovered that his secret had been known, Esther chapter 7 verse 7, now had to beg for his life. He knelt before Esther begging for his life. Can somebody read Esther chapter 7 verse 7? Esther 7, 7. Now, because of the glory and the presence of God in your life, your adversary will beg for your favor. Amen. They will beg for your forgiveness. Amen.
And the sovereign, arising in his wrath from the feast of wine, went into the palace garden, and Haman remained before sovereign Esther, pleading for his life.
Evil had been determined because the king was not angry. He knew what it meant. When the king is angry like that, the end result is death. And so now, it is the adversary against Israel, against Esther and her people. She's now begging, you know, for his life. Everything that have been working against the purpose and plans of God in your life, this is the time they will begin to submit. Amen. You know why? You are going somewhere. There is an adage in my, you know, in Nigeria. I'll put it in pidgin English, or maybe let me just say it in plain English. It says, any rope or any barrier that will not allow elephants to journey in the thick forest, say boat himself, that, you know, barrier or the rope or the tree will end up, because it's going to uproot it. In one word, on the path of the elephant, nothing stops him. Wherever he's getting to, if the rope is tied to his leg or any tree on his way, he will uproot it. So anything that says you will not make it or you will not get there, anything that is working against divine purpose and divine plan of God in your life because of the favor of God over you, it is time for them to go. Amen. It is time for them to bow. Amen. Why? Because favor is at work. In Genesis chapter 26, we have from verse 26 to 29 the story of, from verse 1, we have the story of Isaac. That Isaac sowed in the land, verse 12. And that same year, he reaped 100%. And he began to move forward. In one way, he was growing in his favor with God. And God was prospering everything he laid on. And the people in the land began to envy him, including Abimelech. Hello, somebody. At the time, Abimelech, who happened to be the king in that city or in that country, told him, move out. We cannot cope with the way, you know, you came. You came yesterday, and now you have taken over everything. Now everything is the way things we see you growing, the way we see you expanding, is fearful. Please just leave. Leave us. Get away from our country. We don't need you anymore. Now, he became an adversary to Isaac and the purpose and the plan of God. And Isaac left with his people. Don't forget what happened before then. the closing of the wells by the servant of Abimelech. So when he left, something happened in the heart of Abimelech. If you do not seek reconciliation, if you do not seek peace with Isaac, he's not an ordinary person. There was a prompting in heaven that took away his sleep. He became sleepless, he became troubled, and he began to seek for who? For Isaac. And from verse 26 of that same Bible, that is Genesis 26, you see, then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahuzat, one of his friends, and Pichol, the commander of his army. And Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you?" But they said, "We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So we said, let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you that you will do us no harm." Wow. Isaac, a stranger, do you harm? You are the owner of the land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord. And then there was a feast of agreement. Why? Because Abimelech, he discovered that Isaac is somebody you cannot fight with. Do you know you are someone that the kingdom of darkness must not touch? The scripture says, since the time the children of Israel went out of Egypt from one nation to another people, God did not allow anyone to do what? To do them wrong, saying, "Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm." You are not ordinary person. You may look at yourself and say, "Well, I don't think anything is unique." But heaven knows, the demons know, if you are truly a child of God. Let me mention that. If you are truly born again, if the Spirit of God is living in you, and you are not living a careless life, you are not living a compromised life, you are not selling your birthright, you are not sinning, because that is what will cut away favor. That is what will throw you away from the path of the Lord. Sin. Sin will cause a man not to receive favor from God. But if you are living honestly, you are living by the grace of God, you are living in obedient submission to the Lord, it will fight your cause. It will fight your cause. Hallelujah. I said, God will fight your cause. So there are so many things today we can look at as enemies or adversaries. It could be sickness. Oh, yeah. It could be labor loss. It could be delay in one thing or the other. You know, waiting on the Lord on an issue. That thing becomes your enemy. God says, your enemy becomes my enemy. Whatever is your enemy, whatever is your adversary, has become the adversary of God. So one way, what God is saying, I'm going to fight that adversary of yours. I'm going to deal with them. See, believers should not be afraid of witches and wizards. It's unfortunate that today, you know, we have believers who are afraid of witches and wizards. They should be running away from you, not you running away from them. I got to know some of the secret of this some years ago. You know, Africa is well known for all those jungle things. We went for our annual, you know, camping, and in the camp we have different age levels. We have the children, we have the youth, then we have the adults. So they were grouped separately. So we're ministering to these young people, and one of them was so, one way or the other, there were about three or four of them that were manifesting. One of them was truly, really, really, really strong. So it took us some time as we're ministering to her. She gave one of these secrets, which of course everybody have known that. Now many believers have known that. He said, in the spirit, when we are walking in the spirit, we know those who are Christian, we know those who are not truly Christians. So when we are moving in the spirit, Those who are truly born again Christians, who are living a righteous, holy life, not by their own strength, but by the grace of God, when they are coming, we see the cross on their head, the cross of Jesus on their head, radiant, the blood. When we see them, we give them, gap, because they are the people who are dangerous. We can't move near them. We give them, space. But when we see a Christian who is living double life, is not living a holy life, say, when they are coming, that cross will not stand erect. That cross will be bent. Not only that, instead of the blood to truly be reddish, it will become like, how do I put it? Brown. It means that Christian is living a life that is stained with sin. That they can attack them. They can walk against such a person. They can, attack them because they are not living right. One of those songs we sing here is, I'm going to come under the blood. I'm going to come under the blood. Where the devil can do me what? No harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm. When you are under the blood and you are favored by heaven, let them go anywhere. They will go, they will come back and say, your own God. You yourself, you are a tough person. Because you may not even know when they are consulting their powers. They will go, they will tell them, that one, don't touch. That one, if you don't want to hurt yourself, don't move near. Why? Because that is the one who lives inside of you is greater than he that is in the world. So your stand before the Lord, your walk before the Lord, purity, you don't have to be told. You are doing yourself good. If you walk for God, you live for God, you live a clean life, you don't have to live double life. It's for your sake. Because if you don't live for God, what you are saying is that I am forfeiting the benefit of heaven. I'm forfeiting the benefit that is accrued to me as a child of God. What I need to enjoy freely. I'm saying, Satan, you can have it. Because you are not living for him. But when you are living for God, leave the rest for God. It will fight for you. And all those enemies, they will come back testifying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So witchcraft, divination of all kinds, whatever it is, don't be afraid. All you need to do is to stand, make your stand known in the Lord, stand for God, live for God, and any unconfessing in your heart, please don't let them remain there. Let go! Because those are the poison that destroys. So when you let go, you will see how God moves on your behalf. They that are with us are more than they that are with them. That is what the man of God said to his servant. Hallelujah. So favor will not only make men to remember you. Maybe I'll be waiting for one thing or the other. Favor will also make your adversary to seek for your favor. Because they would have tested you. They would have tried you. They now discover you are having a great God. The one that is behind you is greater than the one that they depended upon. Hallelujah. Amen. Number three. Okay. When I get through these four things, I'm going to share another verse, if you have the time, with us, so that we pray into it. Number three, favor will locate you and transform your destiny. Favor will locate you and transform your destiny. One word, you can never remain the same. When heaven favors a man, it doesn't matter if you have to go through jungle to get to your destination. It doesn't matter where you have to go through the pit, like Joseph. He went through the pit, but read the scripture very well. And the Lord was with Joseph in the pit. And the Lord was with Joseph. Where? In Potiphar's house. And when he was lied against, he was thrown into prison. And the Lord was with Joseph. What you need, what I need, is the presence of God. What we need is the presence of God. Don't take the lies of the devil. When we are going through hard time, he tells you, God has forgotten you. You are, you know, if you are doing the will of God, if you are really true child of God, why are you having this? First of all, I mentioned it. Let's be clear that there is nothing between us and our God. But the devil always comes with condemnation, always comes with all kinds of things. Why are you going through all this? Why is it that, you know, if truly God answers your prayer, why must you wait 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years for the same problem to be solved? Meeting those needs, all right, we are basing it on our timing. In one of the Bible study we had here, God said, the scripture says, a day before the Lord is like a thousand. A thousand years is like what? A day before the Lord. And I look into the scripture and say, so all the men that has ever lived on earth, none of them lived a day before God. The oldest man, Methuselah, how old was he? 969. So in the sight of God, he lived, you know, he didn't live a full day before him, because a thousand is like a thousand years, like a day before him. Hallelujah. So God is timeless. You cannot box God into our own time, our earthly time, and say, God, you see, it's now, you know, 90 days, it's now 1 year, it's now. God is looking at his own timing, divine timing. He knows the right time when your testimony will be ripe enough, when people will hear it, and they say, wow, at last. If it happens before the time that is ripe for release, you are not going to get all that you need, all that is needed. And don't forget, every miracle, everything that God does must bring glory to him. If it is done at the right time, the glory will be his. But if we force and say, God, let's help. I mean, if there's anything we can do, like Abraham and Sarah, let us do something. And then today we are still having that problem. When human come between God and the problem, there will always be an Ishmael. We don't want an Ishmael. But I want to assure you that because you are beloved of God, because you have been favored, your case is being treated. Oh, if you are sleeping, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, if you are not sleeping, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So your case is being treated. Favor will locate you. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter, you know, the time of the day, your own timing. You know, it's been 5 years, Lord. It's been 10 years, Lord. It's been 6 months, Lord. It's been... Definitely you'll be located. Favor will locate you. Look at somebody was so favored in the Bible. When David, we've had that several times, when David was carrying the ark, he had a good intention. The ark of God must be brought to the place that is meant for it. Now, the ark was carried not as prescribed. So they carried the ark and put it upon a donkey, upon an animal. And you know the story very well. And then when something happened that, you know, Uzziah was struck by the Lord, David was afraid and said, God, you are awesome. You are fearful. God, I didn't know that. No touch. No go area. This ark, no way. It's like, let's look for somebody who's ready to die. Let's put this ark there. Praise the Lord. Only God knows, you know, the position of Obed-Edom. So they found Obed-Edom, and then they dumped the ark in his house. Don't forget, the ark has just killed somebody. Now the entire ark is brought into his house. What do you think should happen? Logically, say, okay, somebody touched the ark, he's dead. Now the ark is brought to the house of Obed-Edom. Death might happen. They might be wiped out. But what happened? The Bible tells us that in 90 days, the house of Obed-Edom was blessed. Why? God favored him. God favored him. Say to yourself, God has favored me. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 11. 1 Chronicles 13, 14. Let's read those two scriptures. Second Samuel 6:11, 1 Chronicles 13:14. Hallelujah. Who is reading? It is my turn to laugh. It is my turn to be celebrated. You better say to yourself. Yeah.
And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gentiles, 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household.
Amen. That's favor. Let's stop there. That's favor. You see, you will be divinely highlighted for good. That's what happened. They may not know what just came on them. Okay, there is a man here, they call him. But let's put the ark there. God has highlighted him to be the custodian, one that will carry the ark. And when he obeyed and he referenced God, in 90 days, there was a transformation. There was a change. Every closed door opened. Everything they've not heard of, nobody has heard of him in the Bible until that time. God opened everything. And God is going to open a double door for you.
Amen.
Look at people in the Bible like Mary, the mother of Jesus, Esther, we're talking about David, Joseph. One way or the other, they just found favor. Favor located them. Just think about how David was chosen. If it is about strength, about experience, about age, he wasn't qualified. He had brothers that, you know, they were strong enough. They were in the army. You know, all of them, they their posture, their presence, when they stand, people know that this is truly a huge man. Amen. And when they came before the man of God, he said in his heart, truly, this must be one of them. This must be the person. And he kept on making that mistake because he was looking at the physique. He was looking at the post. He was looking at their built up. And God said, no. I've not chosen enough of that. Until the last person. And then he asked, do you still have anyone here? In fact, they've forgotten David in the feed. David was on the feed. Say, oh, yeah. There's someone. Well, it's the youngest. David. He was, you know, located by favor. And then later on, God could say, I have found my servant, David. A man after my own heart. Favor located him. And God is saying the same thing to you today. I have found my daughter. I have found my daughter. I have found my daughter. I have found my son. I have found my son. Favor. Tell me. What qualifies you or myself to be part of the kingdom? If it is, you know, when we look at what makes people to be qualified, I don't think I have anything. My background, I was an idol worshiper before the Lord called me. And miraculously, I happened to be the first to be converted in my family. And, you know, when you look at everything then and now, I look back and say, "What God, why did you choose me? I don't." It's just favor. The mercy of God. How God broke through, I don't know. How God is sustaining me, I don't know. Because after my conversion, a lot of attacks. But the grace of God. Favor will locate you.
Amen.
And favor will transform your destiny.
Amen.
If I'm not in Christ, if I've not been in Christ, I don't know what would have happened. Maybe I would have been dead. Or maybe I would have been one of those. I remember before, I used to have one aunt. She's dead now. She's into this occultic thing, into all this fetish. They do all those. So I remember when I was still very young, I was still in the elementary. She always tell me, don't just come, whenever you come to me, come with a notebook and pen to write. There are things we want to pass on to the next generation. We don't want to live without giving them. And she happened to be one of the strong people. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Maybe before I was even converted, God knew everything about me. Anytime I go to her, I forget notebook. I forget a pen. And so I did not write anything. And then the time came, she passed on. Thank God that spirit did not come to me. Maybe she would have released that spirit and become more problematic for me to be converted. But God knew me before I was conceived, just as God knew every one of you. Maybe I just think, I don't know, you know, how I was converted. God knew you. He planned your path. He planned your way, even as unbelievers. That is why now, as we are talking, there are many unbelievers. God is waiting patiently for their conversion. God is waiting patiently that a day is coming when they will say yes. So they will not be uprooted before the time. So let's keep on praying for the unconverted. Let's keep on praying for even the backsliders, that the grip over them will be broken. The scales over their faces will be removed. Because there's God planned something great for every soul. God is a good God. He didn't plan for anyone to go to hell. Let me tell you, hell is not meant for human being. Hell was created for the devil and the fallen angels. But whoever will not follow him, whoever will not give his life or our life to Christ, and God waits patiently until such a life expires, is going to face the judgment. What is the judgment? It's not going to be, okay, let us weigh your good works versus the bad one. Because before I was converted, I was religious, going to Anglican church. That is what was in our head. Now, on that day, God is going to weigh. There is a balance. God will put all the good works you have done one side, all the bad one on the other side. So, whichever one that overweighs, if the bad one overweighs the good one, you go to hell. If the good one overweighs the bad one, you go to heaven. So, then it's based on work, on your works. It's not like that. The judgment is going to be, God, in his own love, has sent his son into the world. And he died for the entire world that you might be saved. But unfortunately, you did not give your life to him. You did not surrender. You did not acknowledge him as your Lord and Savior. You despise your salvation. You despise the work that he did for you. God is not going to look at even the most philanthropic man on earth if he's not converted. That cannot save him on that day. The good work or works he or she has done cannot outweigh the bad one. It's not a matter of that. It's a matter of, did you believe in Jesus? Did you accept him as your Lord and Savior? If no, then depart from me, you workers of iniquity. That will not be your portion, will not be my portion in the name of Jesus. And if you are hearing me through the streaming this morning, it's not based upon good works. There are better people. There are good people outside there who are so gentle, who are lovely, who are, you know, givers, who are philanthropists, and they can't even hurt any hand or anything. But then if they are not born again, the Bible says that they do not have any share in the kingdom of God. So God has ordered the steps of every man that we might be saved someday. Or can you tell me, can you explain how someone like Ahab, a prostitute, now became one of, you know, the lineage, the great, great, great grandmother of Jesus? And harlot. How come? Favor. You want to put it another way? Mercy of God. So, it's just the favor and the mercy of God that located her. Was she the only person, was she the only prostitute in the city that the two spies, you know, when they came to the city to spy the land? She wasn't the only one, but they happened to run into her own house, and because favor was locating her, she did not reject them. She treated them well. She gave them food, protected them, even as unbeliever, right? When the news came when those who were doing, those who were in the intelligence, ministry in the city, they knew what was happening, and they told the king. Two men came in here, and when they came to the woman, said, "Yeah, she told a lie to protect the people of God." She told a lie. Yeah, they came. Yeah, but they're gone. You know, better run after them. Maybe you'll catch up with them. She did that as an unbeliever, but she had been favored that she would play that role if she's willing. And she was willing. She did it. And God showed mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when destruction was coming to the city, because already there was an agreement, God will not turn away from every covenant or agreement that is made by faith. He tied a scarlet rope by the window as a way of telling the two disciples, the two spies, and the nation of Israel when they come to the city to overthrow it, that any window that is having a scarlet thread, that is where Rahab, that is the house, that is her dwelling, and then she has been instructed, bring all your family into that place, and whoever stays in that house is automatically saved and protected. Favor located her, even when she did not know the favor of God. Please keep on praying for favor to locate whoever, no matter how sinful they are, no matter how wicked they are, no matter how rebellious they are, no matter how, that the favor and the mercy of God will locate them and transform their destiny. From that day, the name of Rahab enter into the chronology of the lineage of Jesus. And God has grafted us, Gentiles. Originally, it's the Jews, right? That salvation came to them, but they rejected it. And God now say, okay, because you reject salvation, now the Gentiles have been favored, given the opportunity to also do what? Hear the message of salvation and respond. So we're grafted in. Look, just have a picture of a big vine, a big tree. And then one of the branches was cut off because of unbelief, that is the Jews. And then that is this, wide plant somewhere. And then it's cut. And then it's now grafted, they have to tie it to that tree, to that place where the branch, original branch had been cut off. Then this other wide branch that was cut somewhere was now grafted into it. They tied it together. They make sure that everything is bound together. So the sap from the original tree, from the tree, is now entering into this branch that was grafted into the tree. Before long, you now begin to see that branch begin to yield fruit originally from the tree because it has been grafted. It's now part of it. That is what we are, the Gentiles, grafted by grace, by favor of God into the plan of God. Hallelujah. Favor will open every door. Because God wants to transform your destiny. And that's what the Lord is doing now, brethren. God is transforming your destiny. He's transforming my destiny. And God is overturning and subduing every taskmaster. Hallelujah. Number four. Favor will announce you and lift you up. I said, favor will announce you. Whenever a man or a woman is favored, there is always an announcer that will stand and proclaim in the spirit realm and possibly in the physical realm. Your announcer, I prophesy, will be bold to announce your name. And you will stand out amidst many because you have been favored. You remember the name called Daniel? Daniel chapter 6 verse 3, that he was singled out because of favor. From day one, favor had been working in his case. Look at all these people that were Originally, they were not, you know, citizens of those countries, but they were brought from the land of Israel, all right, because of the sins of the land. They were brought into Babylon. And because of the favor of God over Daniel, not only that God has favored him and he has given him special wisdom, that it was better 10 times, you know, above, it was better than his brethren, 10 times better than his brethren, better than the colleagues. And then every stage of life that he went through, favor was following him. You know why? Because favor had located him. Favor was transforming his destiny. And then when the time came for him to be announced, nobody was qualified to stand but him. And so they have to announce him. So I make bold to declare this morning that every opposition to your rising, every opposition to your rising and the rising of your family shall be smashed. Amen. I said again, every opposition to your rising and to the rising of your family will be dealt with in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know why? Because God has favored you. God has favored you. Hallelujah. You have been favored. And because you have been favored, no man, no power dare mess up with you. No power dare mess with you. Because you have been favored by heaven. And your announcer has already declared you. Thank God, the scripture that was read this morning, one of the scriptures that Tolu read, is Isaiah chapter 43. It's one of my favorite passages. God says, you know what? Don't be afraid. You know, when you pass through this, when you pass through that, it's not saying, don't be afraid, you'll never go through them. Because I'm God, I'm going to exonerate you, no. But when you pass through them, when you go through the water, you will not be what? You will not, the water will not overflow you, you will not be drowned. When you go through, it's necessary. When it is necessary for you to go through the flame of fire, the flame will not kindle against you. It's only to make you stronger and better. Say, why? Say, God says, look, I have given men. I gave up Seba. I gave up Egypt. I gave up, you know, other nations because of you. Why? Since you were precious in my sight and you have been honorable. So I will give men in your place because I favor you. Shout hallelujah. Because you are favored, no power dare mess with you. Heaven is announcing you. You are the next online. You are the next online. We want to hear testimony of the doings of the Lord. And God is going to bring it to pass. In this house, every delay, every area where you have been expecting the move of God, the provision of God, the favor of God, God is going to stand. And every opposition will be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Every opposition against Mount Zion will be destroyed. Because God has favored Mount Zion. Hallelujah. God has favored Mount Zion. Amen. As we're rounding up, I want to read the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 62. Listen to what God is saying about you this morning. I read from verse 2. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory. Your glory is coming up. Your glory is coming out. You shall be called by a new name. What do they call you now? God is talking about a new name. What are you called now? What do you even call yourself when you are down, when you are in the valley? What do you call yourself? God is saying, look, because you are favored, you shall be called by a new name. Not failure. Not delay. Hallelujah. Which the mouth of the Lord, God himself, say, which the mouth of the Lord we name. God will pronounce. God will announce the new name. That's what he's saying. You'll be called by a new name, and that name will be announced by the Lord. Not by men. Men may call you anything. You may even call yourself something else. But God is saying, I give you a new name. And the announcer himself is God. If you give, you know, men without God backing, without God's backing, tell them to announce you. They might say, why him? Why not me? Why must I announce him? Why must I announce her? Because naturally, men are evil. But God will do the announcing. He will announce you by himself. He will call you by that new name. When your status change, you now begin to bear new name. New name, new name, new name. Hallelujah. Our singles. When your status change, you no longer be Miss. You will be what? Mrs. Hallelujah. When your status change, you no more be among the applicants, but you'll be among the managers, the directors. You'll be employer of labor. You know, one of the tricks of the devil, you're hearing that now, I'm rebuking it now in my heart. Stop telling people good things. Just let them know about sin, you know. If you come to the house of God and you are not motivated, you are not challenged, you are not encouraged, and you don't live here better than you coming here, something is wrong. We have to balance up. Hello, somebody? Somebody was sharing, yesterday that there is a particular church somewhere. Any day, as soon as they finish service, anytime, as soon as they finish service, you look at the faces of people, it's angry. They always be hungry, fighting themselves and quarreling and having long face. Why? They have not met with God. They came to meet with men. They met disappointments. They met failure. They met people who are not able to help themselves. Talk less of helping somebody. But if you have come to meet with God, your faces will be radiant. Yeah. Whatever body you brought to the house of God, by the time you are leaving, those burdens are dropped. You will leave here, you know, lighter, better, stronger, and heavier than you came in. That's what the presence of the Lord does. Hello, somebody. God says, the Lord himself will give you that name. He's going to name you. He's going to announce that name. That's verse 2 of Isaiah 62. Verse 3. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. That's what God calls you. You are going to be, you are royal already. We are royal priesthood. Amen? We are holy nation. Now look at verse 4. You shall no longer. Everybody say no longer. You shall no longer be termed forsaken. That was what they were calling Israel. God is saying, no longer the past. Forsaken means to be lonely, to be rejected. It means to be hated. And, you know, it means rejected, hated, and lonely. God is saying, you shall no longer be rejected, be hated, and be lonely. No longer. That is the past thing. Nor shall your land anymore be termed desolate. Desolate. That means to become barren, unproductive. God is saying, look, I am changing things. I'm changing your life. I am transforming your destiny. I'm giving you a new name. People may have labeled you with something, all kinds of whatever, whatever, whatever. That was yesterday. Today, I am doing a new thing. Hallelujah. But look at what he's saying now. But you shall be called Hezibah. Hezibah. Hallelujah. You are Hezibah. You are the delight. Is this a delight here? That is the Hebrew name. All right. Hezibah. The delight of God. God delights in you. Amen. And in your land, Beulah. Amen. Means you are married to God. And then you will also be married. areas where you are expecting your miracle, your breakthrough. If you are single, count it. Trust God. This time next year, because your status has been changed in the spirit, all right? Because God has called you a new name,
yes, Lord.
You will have a transformation and a change.
Yes.
Pray into it and believe God for it. Amen?
Amen?
If you're an applicant or a businessman, things are not working, or a businesswoman, whatever it is, God is saying, no longer will you be lonely, hated, or isolated. Those who are supposed to come to you to do business or give you business, because, you know, they are diverted somewhere. God is saying, I am bringing the attention to you.
Amen.
God is saying, I'm putting a spotlight on you.
Yeah.
That people begin to say, where is that? Where is the name of that company? Where is the name of that business? Where are they situated? There will be a redirection.
Amen.
That's what God is saying. You'll be married.
Yeah.
You'll be married to the Lord Yahweh.
Yeah.
And you'll be married to that miracle that God already has written about you. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Favored. Because you are divinely favored, things will work out divinely. Not mechanically. Not based on what I'm able to do. Is going to be upon what God has done and what heaven has declared. And because heaven has declared it, men on earth have no choice. They have to obey what God is saying. Hallelujah. When God has spoken, the earth must respond. And everything must obey the voice of the living God. God is speaking something unique into your system, into your destiny. You will never remain the same. As you believe God and his word, you will never remain the same in Jesus' name. And the Lord God Almighty will transform all that concerns you, perfect it in the name of Jesus. There is a portion, I'll just call that portion, let you know it, but you go read it. I was part of this portion in the scripture that has to do with favor. I'll just quickly call it out so you can write it down. And then you go meditate on it. Hallelujah. Psalm 106. We read part of it at the beginning. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation. That is Psalm 106, verse 4. Now, he made two requests. It's in that verse 4. Two requests. What are the requests? Oh Lord, favor me. Remember me. And favor me with the favor you have toward your people. Number 2, visit me with your salvation. Those are two requests. Why? Why? He gave reason in verse 5. Number 1, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones. If you favor me, I will see the benefit of your chosen ones. Who are the chosen ones? The children of God. In the Old Testament, it was the Jews, the Israelites. All right? The benefit they enjoyed, God stood for them, fought for them, broke the hand of Pharaoh, all right? Brought them out by mighty hand, that is deliverance. And then God favored them, tell them, ask articles of silver and gold from your neighbors as you are getting out of this land. They must compensate you. So get it. God made sure that they were compensated. And then God took them to the land they never worked for. They were delivered. They were blessed or compensated for. And they were what? They inherited. So when he's saying, Lord, favor me. Why? Why the favor? So that I will see the benefit of your chosen ones. Who are the chosen ones today? The household of faith. The deliverance that comes as a result of the name of Jesus because of favor. The blessing that comes in Christ because of favor. And the heritage that he has for us because of favor. Second reason is still there in verse 5. That I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation. There is joy. There is joy. is one of the, you know, the reason why favor. Say that I may partake of the joy. There is celebration. There is something that is unique about those who are favored. They are joyful. Something unique happens in their lives that I may be part of it. And lastly, that I may glory. Glory means not only to radiate, but also to praise. I want to be part of those who worship you here and then internally because of favor. Shall we rise up on our feet? Let's rise up on our feet. Lord, thank you. You have favored me. Lord, you have favored me. Lord, you have pronounced your favor upon me. So, Lord, announce my name. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, announce my name. God says, I will proclaim that new name. Lord, I've been called so many names. So I've even called myself so many names. Lord, that is contrary to what you have ordained for me. Lord, I want you, God, announce me and proclaim that new name that you have already declared in heaven. And let man respond. Let creation respond. Let the powers on earth respond. Let forces of darkness respond. Because I've been favored. Lord, that new name that you have given. Lord, I put aside whatever, oh God, situation has called me. Whatever, oh God, that I've been calling myself. Whatever, oh God, I've been, you know, sometimes we say, how long will I continue in this struggle? How long will I be, you know, living without enough money? How long, oh God, will I live without having adequate, we mentioned so many things. Lord, let only the name you called me, let that name, oh God, pronounce it, announce it, and let heaven respond today. In the name of Jesus. Pray it, pray it, pray it, pray it. And then the second prayer point you are going to pray. Lord, because you have favored me, let every opposition to the favor that you have shown me, let every opposition, Jehovah God, be silenced. Every opposition, Father, to the favor you have shown to my family, the favor you have shown. Oh, the psalmist says, oh Lord, remember me with the favor that you have with your chosen ones. Help me, oh God, that I will partake and see. I see the good things you have done in their lives. Help me, oh God, to see the benefits of the chosen ones. That these ones are unique. They are set aside. These ones, oh yes, they are not only here to worship God. They are going to worship God internally forever and ever in his presence. Every opposition to that which heaven has declared, silence them. And lastly, pray. Tell God this morning, pray and say, Lord, open your mouth and pray and say, Lord, 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 because you have favored me, let my adversaries, one of them is sickness, one of them is joblessness, one of them, whatever is the adversary, mention them and say, Lord, let them begin to seek for my favor. Open your mouth and pray. Let every adversaries, everything that is working against the purpose, my spiritual well-being, my physical well-being, my walking faithfully before the Lord, everything that is attacking my spiritual life, attacking my health, attacking my past, attacking my family, attacking my future, attacking everything that concerns me, Lord, arise! Lord, arise! Attack my attackers! Lord, arise! Attack my attackers! Lord, silence every adversaries! Eh, my katabonte niya! Attack every attackers in the name of Jesus. Every adversary against, oh God, my spiritual well-being, the well-being of my family, the well-being of Mount Zion. Every attack against Mount Zion. Every attack, oh God, against our progress, against our breakthrough, against, oh God, doing your will. Every power, every force in any area, Lord, any conspiracy, Father, attack them, silence them, oh God. Father, thank you, Father. We give you praise. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. We are not ordinary people. We are special people. Nobody mess with us. Lord God Almighty, because we have the blood. We have the blood. It's a weapon. We have the name of the Lord. It's a weapon. We have the backing of the Holy Spirit. It's a weapon. He is a weapon. It's the one that goes before us. So Lord, we thank you because we have been favored. We have been favored. Father, heaven has announced each one this morning. It doesn't matter the name that people have been calling, and they stick that, whatever the nickname, they stick it upon us. They may not have written it with hand with any pen, but each time they see, they see him coming and say, look at that failure. Each time they see her coming, say, oh, how long will she continue to be without her husband? Lord, today we abandon, we reject, we peel off whatever the enemy has attached to us. Lord, you said you will announce the name by yourself. From today, let people begin to announce, or as you have announced, let people begin to see and re-echo what heaven has spoken. That whenever you are coming, I say, oh, look at that brother. That is that brother that was favored. Oh, the sister I told you about, that is, you know, the wedding is next week. Oh, you see that brother? And then they'll begin to see. They'll begin to announce what heaven has announced. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. May your word not fall to the ground. May your word have a place in our hearts. That both the speaker and the hearer be blessed together. Thank you, Father. We declare, Lord, it is well. It is well in Mount Zion. It is well with the people of God. It is well with Michael Obi. It is well with the wife, Geziah. It is well with all our pastors. It is well with our departmental leaders. It is well with every worshiper here. And even those who are home. Even those who are watching online. Mighty God, it is well. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. No one mess with us. Blessed be thy name. Continue, O God, to show forth on behalf of your people. For we pray in Jesus' name.